We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Leo Hogan.
And I'm Thomas Bergeson.
It's Friday, February 27th, 2026. Kicking things off, today's World News Roundup brings you this week's top headlines from around the world. First, President Donald Trump gave an almost two-hour-long State of the Union address Tuesday. Trump mainly focused on the economy, saying that it was, quote, roaring like never before. He also vowed to create a federal 401k plan for Americans who don't receive benefits through their employer. Meanwhile, Trump's economic approval rating has fallen. Next, the United States and Iran agreed to meet in Geneva Thursday for discussions around Iran's nuclear program. These talks are seen as the last chance for diplomacy as U.S. military aircrafts and warships assemble in the Middle East. Pakistan launched airstrikes Sunday on 7 camps in Afghanistan they claim belong to militants responsible for attacks within Pakistan. Afghanistan's Ministry of Defense condemned the attacks, calling them, quote, a blatant violation of Afghanistan's national sovereignty, end quote. In Mexico, President Claudia Sheinbaum assured that violent clashes between gang members and security forces have been subdued. The violence came as a result of a U.S.-backed operation that killed top cartel boss Nemesio El Mencho Oseguera Cervantes Sunday. Lastly, Louvre Museum director Laurence Descartes resigned Tuesday following a series of hurdles, including the October French crown jewels theft and staff walkouts and strikes. French President Emmanuel Macron called the resignation, quote, an act of responsibility, end quote. This week in Illinois politics, the 21st show aired a Republican primary forum with two 13th district candidates, Joshua Lloyd and Jeff Wilson, yesterday. Topics of discussion included both domestic and foreign policies currently put in place by the Trump administration. One of these issues was the hot-button topic of U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement's use of masks. Wilson was the first to respond.
If we lived in a perfect society, yeah, don't wear a mask. But we live in an imperfect society, and there are a lot of people that want to destroy those ICE agents and their families. So I want them to be protected. So for me, it's okay for them to wear a mask because it protects them and their families. The key thing is just obey the law. Just support the ICE agents, and then it will all go well.
Lloyd echoed this point of masks being used for the protection of ICE officers.
When you are causing fear to the officers who are carrying out the policy, then that becomes an issue. So the masks are a preventative measure to prevent the officers from their duty being deteriorated by organizations such as Antifa, who are actively combating our ICE officers.
The full recording of the forum can be found at will.illinois.edu.
Moving on to local events. 217 Flea will be hosting its first vintage market of the year tomorrow. They will have around 50 vendors in total, including about 30 vintage clothing sellers and 20 handmade art and jewelry vendors. Lincoln Square Mall will host this event with free entry and free parking from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 300 South Broadway Avenue. This event is hosted by 217 Flea to prevent excess textile waste that continues globally. Much of the clothing that isn't sold at thrift stores is shipped to other countries, where it creates overabundance. Lengthening the lifespan of clothing can not only make an impact locally, but also internationally. Reducing waste isn't the only outcome of this event, as a party of amicable buyers, sellers, and eventgoers creates an enduring, animated community. WPGU News correspondent Neo Martin spoke with Kennedy Kruger, a second-time vendor for the Illinois Vintage Fest, about why she chooses vintage.
Well, I think there's just something about timeless pieces. Nowadays, things are so, like, what you call fast fashion. Things are made really poorly, all polyester, and there's just something about those vintage pieces that you really can't find these days, and the quality really just doesn't compare.
WPGU News correspondent Kyler Bowie spoke with Emily Pitak, the owner of 217 Flea. She told him what this event is all about.
The events are great. If you love vintage, care about sustainability, and want to support small businesses over large corporations, these are the types of markets for you. There's already enough clothing on the planet to clothe the next six generations. So this is about circulating what we already have. Vintage pieces are often better quality than modern fast fashion, and you'll find talented handmade creators and artists. It's a great place to discover unique pieces while supporting a more conscious way to shop.
And if flea markets aren't your thing, try poetry. Calling All Poets, Urbana Poet Laureate applications are due this Sunday. To apply, you must be at least 21 years old, have resided in Champaign County for at least 1 year, and be committed to the community. They are looking for applicants who are enthusiastic and active poets. Since 2019, the city's Poet Laureate program has celebrated poetry by recognizing a resident poet each year. Rachel Lauren Storm, the past Arts and Culture Coordinator, stated, quote, "The Poet Laureate acts as an advocate for poetry, language, and the arts," end quote. For more information and to apply, go to urbanail.gov. Ending with the weather, here's your weekend forecast for Champaign-Urbana from the National Weather Service. Today, we're waking up to sunshine in a high near 64 degrees, which is well above normal for this time of year. Maybe Punxsutawney Phil was lying about those six more weeks of winter? It will be breezy, though. A southwest wind 6 to 11 miles per hour, increasing to 16 to 21 miles per hour in the afternoon, with gusts as high as 33 miles per hour possible. It's still a great day to get outside. Just hold on to your hats. Tonight, the sky will stay mostly clear and temperatures fall to around 33 degrees. Winds stay steady and shift north after midnight, with gusts up to 24 miles per hour. You'll feel that cooler air settling in by Saturday morning, with the day bringing us a mostly sunny high near 50, and the wind still sticking around. Northeast winds from 7 to 11 miles per hour, with gusts up to 18, will keep conditions feeling brisk at times. It will still be pleasant, just more typical for late February. Saturday night, expect partly cloudy skies and a low around 24 degrees. North-northeast winds around 14 miles per hour, gusting up to 20, will reinforce the colder air moving into the region. By Sunday, clouds take over and the high reaches near 37 degrees. The wind persists, with gusts up to 20 miles per hour possible. Sunday night, snow and freezing rain are likely, mainly before midnight. The low drops to around 21 degrees, and the chance of precipitation is 60%. Maybe that groundhog was right after all. In short, and in true Shambana fashion, this weekend offers a brief taste of early spring, but it doesn't let us forget that it's still February. For more stories about the Champaign-Urbana area, check out dailyalani.com. Contributing reporting for this newscast was brought to you by Zaina Qureshi, Gavin Westlake, Kyler Bowie and Neo Martin, Audrey Sturwald, and Madison Magnus. From WPGU News, this has been
Leo Hogan
and Thomas Bergeson.